Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Being in communion. One great misinterpretation of the Bible is thinking that God saves individuals apart from one another. Every proclamation of salvation in the Hebrew Scriptures is collective. God is saving history. God is saving humanity. God saves the whole, not merely parts. All are saved. All come forth from God. Everything that exemplifies the mystery of God, and then everything, despite its worthiness or unworthiness, is taken back into God. We are saved because we are connected, not because we are worthy. We expected a lion of God. Instead, the Lamb of God is the one who is vulnerable and powerless. That's what is meant by the Lamb of God who forgives the sin of the world. It's singular, sin. Just as salvation is one collective reality, so too is evil. It's always collective. God forgives it by becoming incarnate. If God becomes a human being, then it's good to be human. Incarnation is already redemption. Similarly, we are all complicit. We are all cooperative in the stupidity and evil of human history. Stop trying to be better than someone else. All that does is make us egocentric. Christianity itself will not be reformed until its basic proclamation to the world is that we bear the weight of glory as a collective. More important than being correct is being in communion. Collected into one. Trust that Jesus' seemingly negative way of the cross is not wrong. Trust that Jesus' way is the way of solidarity and communion with the larger world, which is indeed passing and dying. By God's grace, trust the eventual passing of all things and where they were passing to. Don't wait for liberation later, after death, but grasp it as already present. Suffering comes from our resistance, denial, and sense of injustice or wrongness about pain. We all learn that the hard way. The cross was Jesus' voluntary acceptance of undeserved suffering as an act of total solidarity with the pain of the world. Reflecting on this mystery of love can change our lives. It is actually the necessary dying that the soul must walk through to go higher, farther, deeper, or longer. Our society has almost no spiritual skills to deal with our personal and collective pain. So we resort to pills, addictions, and other distractions to get us through. This does not bode well for the future of humanity. Integrity is often a willingness to hold the hard side of things instead of reacting against them, denying them, or projecting our anxiety elsewhere. Frankly, it is just another name for faith. Without the inner discipline of faith, most lives end in negativity, blaming, or deep cynicism without even knowing it. Reflect on this mystery of love. Rest in this knowing. It Can't Be Carried Alone. A poem by Father Richard Rohr in response to the collective suffering of the people of Ukraine. How can we not feel shock or rage at what is happening to the people of Ukraine? As we watch their suffering unfold in real time from an unfair distance, who of us does not feel inept or powerless before such manifest evil? In this, at least we are united. Our partisan divisions now appear small and trivial. Remember what we teach, both evil and goodness are, first of all, social phenomena. The body of Christ is crucified and resurrected at the same time. May we stand faithfully inside both these mysteries. In loving solidarity, we each bear what is ours to carry, the unjust weight of crucifixion and expectant hope for God's transformation. May we be led to do what we can on any level to create resurrection. The people of Ukraine have much to teach the world. Rest in this knowing. Universal Solidarity. To emerge from this pandemic crisis better than before, we have to do so together. Together, not alone, because it cannot be done. We must do it together, all of us, in solidarity. The big wide world is none other than a global village because everything is interconnected. There is a long journey between interdependence and solidarity. The selfishness of individuals, nations, and of groups with power, and ideological rigidities instead sustain structures of sin. The Spirit creates unity in diversity. He creates harmony. Each one of us is an instrument, but a community instrument that participates fully in building up the community. With Pentecost, God makes Himself present and inspires the faith of the community united in diversity and solidarity. Diversity and solidarity united in harmony. This is the way. Diversity and solidarity possess antibodies that heal social structures. Therefore, solidarity today is the road to take towards a post-pandemic world, towards the healing of our interpersonal and social ills. There is no other way. Either we go forward on the path of solidarity, or things will worsen. May the creativity of the Holy Spirit encourage us to generate new forms of familiar hospitality, fruitful fraternity, and universal solidarity. We emerge from a crisis, either better or worse than before. It is up to us to choose. God is suffering love. If we are created in God's image, and if there is so much suffering in the world, then God must also be suffering. The happy and most peaceful people love a crucified God who walks with crucified people and thus reveals and redeems their plight as His own. He does not observe human suffering from a distance. He is somehow in human suffering with us and for us. The suffering that we carry is our solidarity with the one universal longing of all humanity, and thus it can teach us great compassion and patience with both ourselves and others. There is only one suffering. It is all the same, and it is all the suffering of God. Our one entwined suffering spurs us to take action in solidarity. Solidarity is love crossing the borders drawn for the purpose of mutual relationship and struggle that heals us and enacts God's beloved community. Solidarity is the voice that finally comprehends, "You are not the same as me, but part of you lives in me." Loving, sacrificial friendship at the heart of solidarity is itself the antidote to sin and oppression. This solidary love is how we most closely and faithfully follow Jesus and join Him in beloved community. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening. I'm listening. The angels are listening. God is listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.